That's some music by Mozart, the Allegro from the Violin Concerto No. 4. Isaac Stern, our soloist, along with the English Chamber Orchestra, our big piece of the morning, bringing us to 9:31 this Thursday. It is currently, let's do a quick refresh, 18 degrees downtown, mainly sunny today, up to 24. Humidex going to make it feel like 26. Now, I don't know if, I think you probably, people out there, might know about Songshul, which is Toronto's fastest growing congregation. No rabbi. They have instead as their spiritual leader, Simon Spiro. And this is kind of cool. It's a different kind of congregation for people who love music and for people who just, you know, kind of hate going to services. Okay. And they just don't sing religious music. I mean, they sing Broadway, Neil Sedaka, Leonard Bernstein. And in time for the high holidays, this coming Saturday, is that, and I sure hope I'm going to pronounce this right. Hopefully you can help me. Slichot, which is a late night musical service. And joining us in the studio is, in fact, Simon Spiro. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I love the monsieur bit. That was very good.
You like that? You like
morning,
that?
Guys. Oh. I've never known Toronto at 9 in the morning. I've never seen what it looks like.
Well, it looks kind of like this.
I'm the first cousin of Count Dracula, so I go to bed about 3 in the morning.
Oh, see, that's when we get up.
Yeah, yes.
That's basically when we get up.
We have so much in common.
Yeah, well, I got out of my coffin early this morning. It was great.
Oh, fantastic.
It's lovely to be here.
So,
thank you.
So for people, can you give a more in-depth description than what I gave?
Yeah, well, you actually said we don't do religious music. We do.
No, I said they don't just do religious music.
Well, that's, you see, so early in the morning, I'm very, very deaf. And I've been working so hard here at Zoomer Vision TV because I'm part of this phenomenal cast at your all-time hip parade, which the Marin Lightstone vehicle,
yes,
which is phenomenal.
Filming all this week.
We are. We've been doing it for the last 2 weeks, and we're going through this week and next week.
Marvelous.
So I am a squatter here. I live here.
Right.
I mean, by building rights, I'm going to be moving in.
Fantastic.
But the Songshul is really, it's a new concept. It's for people who hate going to synagogue.
Okay.
And we've actually been called that. You're right. You're right, Mike. You're right, Gene. There is no rabbi. I'm the spiritual leader. I am a trained and ordained cantor, professional cantor. I was known as the British jazz singer back in London because very much like Al Jolson or Neil Diamond in the film, I actually had this dual life. I was singing in clubs and shows all over the world during the week, and then on Saturday running into the synagogue and taking services, which I've sort of balanced both careers. But the Songshul is a dream of my wife and mine. It's Aliza Spiro is the creative director.
Yes.
I'm the cantor, and of course this Songshul is all about the excellence of music. So we do have themed Saturdays during the year where we do the music of Neil Diamond, music of ABBA. We've done Leonard Bernstein. We've done music from Eastern Europe, Italian, Jewish, Renaissance music. It's pretty broad. The one thing is that we're coming up for like what they call the Jewish Super Bowl.
Rosh Hashanah
and Yom Kippur.
Yes.
And so before that, there's always a prelude to that, which is the call, as you said, Slichot. And you've got to do the very good.
There you go.
Our token Jewish ch. So Slichot is like supplicational prayers.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the poetry is written was written in Spain. And the poetry we call piyutim, they're poems. Mm-hmm. And some of them have a refrain, some of them do not. They're very mystical. And they've been set to music hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the mode of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that music is only done at this time of the year, once or twice, over Rosh Hashanah and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And this Saturday night, we are presenting the Slichot service, this mystical, incredible music that prefaces the High Holy Days. And of course, with me are the incredible Toronto Festival singers.
Mm-hmm.
The average age, I think, is about 27.
Oh,
wow.
Which makes me quite jealous. And they are the finest vocalists. It's an a cappella group of about 20 voices that have worked with me for the last 13, 14 years.
And so do you engage the congregation in singing as well?
Absolutely. There are moments where the cording and the arrangements that are all fashion for the Songshul. They are all original arrangements. We actually do a few, maybe I think 10, 15% of our repertoire are musical arrangements from Salomone Rosse or Louis Lewandowski or Mombach or Zoltzer. But again, I've probably attacked those and rearranged them and made them a little bit more modern and harmonically, just to make it a little bit more pleasant on the ears or more modern in their approach. But still, the music is really eclectic.
Now, the let me see if we can do it now. Slihot.
Sorry, what was that again?
Yeah, you know what I meant.
You just sprayed my shirt.
Yeah, I got it. Now, that's kind of a warm-up for next week. You're going to be at the Toronto Centre for the Arts.
Correct. Rosh Hashanah, the Songshul, has their services, and we've been doing it now for 3 years, our fourth year, at the amazing George Weston Hall, recital hall, at the Toronto Centre for the Arts. And so we have the finest acoustics there. It's beautiful. We bring the whole sanctuary there. I stay there because I don't drive on the Sabbath or the festivals. So we stay. We have a whole package at the Novotel with kosher meals, and people are welcome to stay there. And of course, our services are at the George Weston, which is beautifully air conditioned, most comfortable seats there. And the services are really something very, very special for us.
So when you have when you are doing the service as a cantor, do you lead the congregation so that they know what's coming up? Do you give them a phrase?
Very good question. My wife, Eliza, is obviously the creative director, so she would be at the podium while the choir are around me at the front, and she explains the prayers coming up and what to look out for in the prayers, because we word paint, we lyric paint. So the music reflects the lyrics of that moment. Sometimes happy, sometimes solemn, always joyful. Always joyful. Even in its most solemn moment, we talk, particularly in the musical modes of there's a beautiful prayer called Over Shofar Gadol, which it talks about the great shofar, the ram's horn. And at that moment on Rosh Hashanah, the early morning angels are running around, and the music describes the tumult up in heaven at that time when God looks down and sees what we're doing with his world. And part of the mandate for every Jewish person is to perform Tikkun Olam, which is to repair the world one job at a time. We're supposed to do mitzvot, good deeds. And so if it's helping the environment, helping people, just taking out the darkness from this world, putting more light in, that is what the Jewish New Year really is all about. And the music reflects that. So Eliza will explain a prayer. Sometimes the congregation are welcome to sing with us, which really leads for some most amazing musical moments.
I bet it does.
Now this the High Holy Days is happening at the Toronto Centre for the Arts. This Saturday's performance, where is that being held?
Ah, great. That's at the Bialik Hebrew Day School, and then we start at 10:30
in the
evening.
That's up on Bathurst, right?
It is, Bathurst and Viewmount.
Right.
Again, the full 20 Voice Toronto Festival singers. There'll be a midnight dessert reception. You can go to songshul.com for more information. And of course, with me over Rosh Hashanah, the new year, we have musical guests. We have Amy Skye, the Juno Award-winning vocalist, singer-songwriter. She's amazing and has sung with us before. We also have Chelina Kennedy, who was the star of Carole King's Broadway musical Beautiful, and who's currently here in Toronto doing the band's visit. She's the guest star there. So she'll be with us, as well as Amy Skye, over Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we have that group, the Nylons, lead singer.
Mika Barnes,
fantastic vocalist. Yeah, me too.
Unbelievable.
So with all that, plus we have amazing speakers. I know we have the film producer director Barry Averich and SickKids senior scientist in artificial intelligence, Dr. Anna Goldenberg, and of course Sue Ann Levy. She's the investigative reporter from the Toronto Sun. Julian Brass, who is an author of Your Own Anxiety, and to fix those things. Our speaker discussions are facilitated by TSN's Network's Mark Masters.
So throw in some Leaf Talk at
I'm
the same time.
I'm telling you, everything, sports, lifestyle, peaceful, bucolic, just lovely moments at the Songshul, of which I'm privileged just to be a part of this. And I thank you for inviting me in just to talk about this. I'm very grateful to you for giving me. I know this program, especially The Breakfast Show, is high energy, it's beautiful music, and you're inundated. And I'm so appreciative that I was able to come in and just tell you a little bit more about the song.
Like you say, you're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Simon, thank you so much for coming
indeed.
In today
thank
and telling us all about it.
It's a privilege. Thanks
We've
so much.
I've been speaking to Simon the Spiro about Songshul. You want to get more information on tickets for the services and info about membership, go to their website, which is songshul.com. And let's have a little sample of what you might hear.
Lishmoa, 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 Elorina, Lishmoa, Elorina, Viella Tfila. Lishmoa, 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 Elorina, Lishmoa, Elorina, Viella Tfila. Lishmoa, Elorina, Elorina, Viella. Lishmoa, Elorina, Viela Tfila. Lishmoa, Elorina, Viela Tfila. Ay, Lishmoa, Lishmoa, Elorina, Viela Tfila. Lishmoa, Elorina, Viela Tfila. Yeah.